Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and welcome to the banks of the River Derwent, and more precisely, Darley Abbey. I'm surrounded by friends at the minute. There is around about 30 or 40 ducks just surrounding me as I read the information about this place. And I've been here once before when I was walking the Derwent Valley Heritage Way, and this is the very southern tip of the Derwent Valley Mills World Heritage Site. I'm doing a series of audio boos and blog posts at the minute, and it's a personal journey for myself to try and find out more about this great area. So I'm going to read to you now a little bit of info from the information board as I stand here now looking at the weir. So the history of the mills. The industrial roots of Darley Abbey date back to the monastic period. Throughout the 17th and 18th centuries, a series of water-powered mills for corn, flint, leather and paper were developed on land between Darley Street and the west bank of the River Derwent, which is where I'm stood now. The land on the opposite bank was acquired by Thomas Evans for his cotton mills in 1778, which, from memory, is 7 years after Mr. Arkwright built Cromford Mill. He applied his skills to cotton spinning and to the development of a factory community. These mills later became known as the Boar's Head Mills and were constructed between 1782 and 1830. They constituted the most complete of the surviving cotton mill complexes in the Derwent Valley World Heritage Site. Sorry, I'm just being distracted by a duck trying to nibble at my feet. So it says the Boar Head Mills specialised in quality thread for sewing, embroidery and haberdashery. The mills were originally water powered. The weirs that are in front of me now created the head of water which powered the wheels that drove the machinery in the mill buildings. The culvert that channeled the water to and from the wheels has been filled in. The chimney marks the later arrival of steam power used to supplement the water power. So, I just got an interruption there from one of my friends. So you may have heard my earlier boo from the Cromford Mill, which was built in 1771. And then a few days ago, I went to Masson Mill. And Masson Mill is stood at the very top of this 15-mile stretch of the Derwent Valley World Heritage Site. And I'm here now at Darley Abbey, which is right at the bottom. So it's a great looking mill, and I've just walked across the toll bridge, although there is no one collecting a toll today, and there wasn't the last time I came either. But it is a great looking mill, and there looks to be quite a lot of buildings. The building that I've parked next to is 5 stories, and I can see the chimney now, and I can also see the Darley restaurant. And it looks to me like this mill nowadays is totally diversified. And as I drove through, I saw signs for a brewery, a metal workings place. And as I just said, there's the restaurant there right on the riverbank. But it is a great looking mill, and I will try and find out more about this. But I'm not overly sure at this moment in time if there is a information area or place that I can go and find out some more about the history. This mill, according to the Derwent Valley World Heritage Site website, does have some connection with Richard Arkwright. I think Mr. Evans had some connection with Mr. Arkwright. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pick up the pace, and I'm going to walk across the bridge which links the west bank to the east bank of the River Derwent. So I'm now walking across the bridge, and I'm stood right in the centre, looking down the flow of the river southwards towards the weir here. It is a great looking mill, and if you're ever in the city of Derby, I think we're only around about 1.5 miles out of the centre, so pay a visit if you can. Bye for now.